Welcome to Explore Your Spirit with Kayla. Journey with Kayla as she speaks with researchers, artists, teachers, and healers, delving into topics of ancient mysteries, metaphysical explorations, and new discoveries from science and spiritual arenas. Explore Your Spirit with Kayla can be found online at exploreyourspirit.com. Visit the website for more podcasts, articles, metaphysical news, and upcoming events.
Welcome to Explore Your Spirit. I'm your host, Kayla. On our show this evening, we have Linda Drake with us. Linda has been on Explore Your Spirit before, where we discussed her book, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal. Linda is an intuitive life path healer and uses her gift for channeling souls on the other side to help the bereaved find comfort and healing. However, in a special interview tonight, we're not only speaking with Linda Drake, but a very special guest, Vera Ramone. Vera was previously married to legendary punk rocker Dee Dee Ramone of the Ramones. Vera went to see Linda Drake, who was able to channel Dee Dee, which allowed Vera one last time to speak to him. Welcome both of you to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's so nice to be back with you.
It's a pleasure to have you back on, Linda, and as I said, a special treat tonight, Vera, to have you on as well and to share such an intimate and powerful story and connection between the three of you there from the other side and this side together. And I'd like to start there, Vera, to hear part of your story and what led you to Linda, how you found her, and how you knew she was someone that you wanted to speak to about something so personal.
Well, my friend Linda Ramone, who was married to Johnny before he died, obviously, had told me that she had a reading with Linda and suggested that I call her and set myself up for a reading. She had known that after so many years, I had, you know, a lot of unanswered questions, and I needed some closure to a lot of the feelings that I had been experiencing all these years. So I made an appointment to call Linda because I knew she was on a book tour, and I figured I might as well put myself on the list. So when she would have a chance, she, you know, I could talk to her at probably 3 months' time. I was told it was quite a waiting list there. But to my surprise, she called me in a couple of days and told me she just happened to be in Orlando, Florida. I live 2 hours from there, so we managed to put a reading together much quicker than I originally anticipated. Linda called me, and we set up a reading. And 5 minutes later, she called me back and said to me that she was willing to come to my house the next day. I was really elated. I was over the moon. It took me by surprise, but I was very anxious to meet with her. And when I finally did meet with her and she came to my house, it was an overwhelming experience. You can only imagine. I didn't know what to really expect, but I went through so many years of carrying this heaviness and this guilt with me of losing, you know, someone so close to me.
Yes.
And after he passed on in 2002, I felt that I was never going to have the closure that I needed. So when I met with Linda, she started doing a reading for me, and she told me quite a few things right off the bat, right off the top, that nobody else would have known but Dee Dee. And this was like an eye opener for me. It was very how could I put it? It was very very eerie in a way, because I really wasn't, I didn't know what to expect at that point. But as we went along with the reading, we got more comfortable with each other, and I knew that I was really speaking to Dee Dee through her. It was just uncanny, the things that she was coming up with and that she had said to me, that it blew me away.
What did that experience do for you? Did it give you the closure you were looking for? Do you have peace about that now?
It really did. It helped me heal, not just mentally, but also emotionally and spiritually. And she opened up my whole outlook as far as what it's like to pass on, and that there's another life after here, so to speak. There's another, you know, our bodies die, but we really, our souls still live, and there's a lot of pain that we go through here, but it doesn't always end with the people that we live with here. Our lives continue afterwards, and we can be with these people in the future.
It's wonderful how she's able to do that and to help people to reach through the veil, as she says in her book, and to deal with that cycle that we all have to go through of death, which is just changing from one energy form to another, as you were able to experience there and communicate with Dee Dee and see that all was well, that he was just in a different form, which I'm sure was very comforting.
It was extremely comforting, and like I said, it was after she had left my house, I was drained for about 2 days. I slept a lot. She gave me a healing while she was here as well, and it took me a while to comprehend and absorb everything that she told me, and it was really overwhelming. I'm still overwhelmed with everything that she mentioned to me. I was just listening to a tape of the session that we had in my house about an hour ago, and I had forgotten some of the stuff that we talked about, and I was overwhelmed all over again.
Do you have any intuitive ability of your own, Vera?
Sometimes I think that I do, but I think we all have it to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on, you know, how we channel it, and some people take it a little further and they work on it. But I think we all do to some point. We do all have that.
How about Dee Dee's energy? Have you felt him around you since then?
Oh, I have. I have quite a bit. And I've had experiences that I know that he was here because I felt his presence. And he also made his presence known when his mother came to visit me. We both felt him here with us.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Dear, would you like to share with the listening audience a little bit about some of your experience that we had, some of the things that Dee Dee talked to you about?
Well, one of the things that you told me that you couldn't have possibly have known was that Dee Dee mentioned to you that I had visited with him within the last couple of years. I had had a operation. I had a brain tumor removed, which Linda didn't know anything about, but she told me that Dee Dee said that I visited with him and that I had passed over to the other side while I was on the operating table. And he had a conversation with me and told me that it was not my time and that I still had a lot of work left to do. And after a small chat, he had told me that when it was my time that he would be there and help me cross over, but that I had to go back. And with that, he said he gave me a hug, and he sent me back. And during my operation, I had flatlined, and my husband and I decided not to tell anybody about my experience because my family was already beside themselves with grief, and we decided, you know, not to worry anybody, so we just never talked about it. So when she came out with that, it blew me away. Because there was no way that she could have known something like that. It's not just something that, you know, somebody could say to you and that it could actually make any sense out of.
Yes. And Linda, for you, was this just another day's work, just connecting with someone to the other side again?
Well, actually it was. That's what I do full time. And God just puts me in certain places at certain times. I didn't, when Vera called, I didn't know who she was or what her connection was or what my experience was going to be with her. And it just so happened that I was traveling all over the country last year, with the promotion of my book, and I just happened to be that close to her. And so when I told my husband, I said, because I try to go, if I'm anywhere in your area, I try to go and be with you in person and do the reading in that way. Because it's powerful. The readings are powerful when we talk to the other side, no matter if it's over the phone or in person. But in that situation, I told my husband, I said, well, this client's just, you know, this close. Would you like to go for a drive? And we were down in Orlando and had a few days to kind of sightsee, and he said, sure. And so I didn't know any of Vera's situation. And on the way down there, he kept saying, I'm the king. I'm the king. And I'm going, well, who are you? No, who are you? I didn't have Vera's, Vera Ramon. I didn't have that name. And I didn't know who the Ramones were anyway, so that wouldn't have helped me any. To me, it was a client that was needing to connect with somebody that she loved. And so I didn't realize the situation at all until I walked in. And Vera had all of Dee Dee Ramone's memorabilia there and, spread out on the table. And then here's this jacket that says, The King. And I went, The King, okay. Now I know what he's talking about. The King. Vera, you'll have to explain that.
Well, when Dee Dee was with the Ramones, he had a solo album out, and he called himself Dee Dee King because the band didn't want him to use the name Dee Dee Ramone. So to do his solo project, which was sort of like a rock pop album, rap-oriented, he adopted that name, and he called himself Dee Dee King. So we had a jacket that was on the album cover made for him and all kinds of rap chains and things. And I had displayed all this stuff on my dining room table as well as pictures so that when she would come in, I could show her who I was, talking about. And maybe if she, saw his personal items, she could make a better connection. And that was the reason I put that stuff out. So when she had walked in, she told me, she goes, so that's what he meant by the king. And I really didn't understand what she meant by that. And she told me, she said, the whole ride down, he kept saying, I'm the king, I'm the king. And that's so Dee Dee, He would walk around saying that all the time. And obviously, it wasn't Elvis, but he called himself the king. So as soon as she walked in, she picked up right on that. And we took it from there, and I showed her some pictures of the band. It was obvious to me that she didn't know who the Ramones were or was familiar with any of their music or anything like that. So for her to come through and tell me all this stuff that was Dee Dee, it was definitely Dee Dee talking through her. I totally believe that, and I'm amazed. I'm amazed at what she can do. So she gave me a healing, and after like 5 minutes, I sat in a chair when she asked me, she says, please come here and sit in this chair. I'm going to give you a healing. And I had never had a healing before. I really didn't know what to expect. So after about 5 minutes, I was just sitting there. I'm going, All of a sudden, I felt, she never really touched my head, but all of a sudden I felt like this warmth on my scalp and like hundreds of like ants crawling underneath my scalp. And this continued for a good 20 minutes. That's why I said I was so tired after she left. I slept for like 2 days. I was totally drained. And she told me that I really needed this healing. And since then, she gave me an additional couple of healings. And I have been feeling so much better this past year. I can't even tell you. I've been sick for a number of years, and nobody diagnosed me properly for a long time. But I had several tumors, and I still have them. But they are benign as of now. And we're just going to keep a check on them. for now.
Linda, it sounds to me that Dee Dee was around for a long time trying to communicate to Vera. And obviously, as soon as he realized you were plugged in and coming to see her, he started talking to you right away. Do you find that this happens a lot? Did you feel that with him? Was he ready and waiting and around her?
Yes, definitely. Our loved ones in spirit have full awareness of everything that's going on. And Dee Dee knew from the other side. He knew exactly what was going on for Vera. He knew that she was going through all of these physical problems, because our physical problems are often manifested by our emotional problems, things we have not resolved, emotions that, you know, whether it's our relationships, you know, whatever's going on in a relationship, and then that relationship does not get closure, we manifest the pain of that relationship in some way. And Vera had manifested that pain through her brain tumors. And so Dee Dee knew what was going on for her, and he opened the doorway for me and began creating the situation that Vera would call at that exact time when I happened to be in Florida, and start putting everything. Our loved ones in spirit do this for us. And because he wanted to heal their relationship. What he talked about was that they had such a relationship on a soul level. He had been her soulmate. We have many soulmates in our lives, and a soulmate is somebody that we play out, we have such a love for that we play out our issues together. And that's what they had done in their relationship. And he wanted to heal her. He didn't want her to suffer because of things that were not resolved in their relationship. So he began putting everything in order so that she could receive the, not just the reading from me, but that she could receive the healing. I channel spirit's energy, healing energy, through my hands, and that's how I work with people in releasing the blockages that keep them from healing. And so not only in the interaction with Dee Dee through our conversation, through the reading that I gave her, did the healing begin for her as she began releasing all of those unresolved emotions. But then they wanted to put channel the God's energy through me to bring the healing to her. So everything just fell into place as Dee Dee wanted in manifesting the complete healing of Vera's physical and emotional body, to the extent that we are able. Now, they're always, because of her emotional state, she took on the brain tumors. But once we released the energy from it, then they stopped growing. Then they stopped creating pain within her body, creating all of the draining energy. So it took several days of spirit, once we started the healing energy, took several days where they had to put her in a state of rest so that she could begin this healing process. And that's typical when we're working with something as major as, you know, a brain tumor or that situation. Once I just start the energy and then spirit and that person continues the healing process.
I'm so glad, backtracking for a minute, that you mentioned that about soulmates. I have a metaphysical school here where I teach students, and one of the things I like to explain to them is that about soulmates. People have a misconception that a soulmate is someone that is so perfect for you that you never fight, there's never a crossword, everything's just nirvana, and that is not the case. A soulmate is here to help you express and develop as much as you need to, and a lot of times that's through experiences that we would call negative as we perceive them. But those are the things that help us grow. And in this case, that's usually what a perfect soulmate is, that they test you at every level. And Vera, it sounds like from reading some of your stories and things that you and Dee Dee really like to test each other at different levels and see how far you could both go in your relationship together, which really helped both of you grow in this lifetime. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. We were together for about 17 years, and we grew up together. We experienced traveling the world together, and when we first started out, we were poor, and then we had money. We we had a lot of issues that we had to work through our relationship over the years, and towards the end it was very sad, you know, that we came to a parting of the ways, so to speak, because the drugs won over, you know. And after I had heard that he passed, it was so final for me, and I felt that I'd never have the closure to to be able to speak with him and to put things to rest, so to speak, because I would never be able to talk to him again.
Yes.
But Linda made that possible for me, and I'm so grateful to her for that.
Even without the drugs, I think in the future we'll have a better definition of relationships and soulmates and realize that that doesn't always mean being together for a lifetime. We may be with someone to grow up together like you did, and then there's a time for you to part and have new experiences and new relationships. And I think in the future it would be so healing for people if everyone could realize that we have a time and a time with relationships, and it's not a tragic ending or failure if we pull apart at sometimes too. It's that we need to go on to other experiences, and some people want to stay in one and the other has outgrown that and does not want to. And in many ways that could be what happened there, you know, where you were ready to not experience that type of world anymore, that type of experience he was having, and went your separate ways, but you both had continued to love and care for each other at a soul level and want the best for each other, which obviously he was there waiting for you when you had your flat line, and he was right there saying that he was still there caring, which is beautiful.
It was. When she told me that, he told her that when my time does come, that he will be there for me to cross me over and walk over with me. It was so comforting just to hear that, and I'm not scared anymore.
That's the best gift you could have right there. It's not to be scared and to know what good things are coming, you know, in the next life or where you move on to. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be back more with Linda Drake and Vera Ramon.
We'll be right back with more of Explore Your Spirit with Kayla.
The Ryan Research Center is a scientific institute dedicated to the study of consciousness with a rich history and collection of research in the psi field, beginning with J.B. and Louisa Ryan and their work at Duke University from 1927 onward. Located in Durham, North Carolina, the Ryan holds public presentations on a wide variety of psi and paranormal subjects, including ghosts, psychic abilities, ESP, after-death events, collective dreams, remote viewing, energy fields and healing, psychokinesis, and much, much more. Become a member of the Ryan Research Center today and do your part to help research grow in the parapsychological fields. For more information about the Ryan Research Center and to become a member of this incredible scientific research organization, visit the Ryan Research Center online at www.ryan.org. That's RHINE.org. Hi, this is Kayla, and you're listening to the song Realign the Lines by Hillbilly Prophet. Download this song and others at reality-entertainment.com. This is Kayla, and I'm very excited to tell you that my new book, 9 Life-Altering Lessons, Secrets of the Mystery Schools Unveiled, is now available through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and local bookstores. Some of you know that I'm a teacher of the esoteric teachings at the School of Stella Maris, and in this book, I share 9 of the lessons which are taught to students who decide to study the ancient wisdom from the mystery schools. The lessons are designed to stir the soul, awaken the mind, and reveal long-forgotten memories of past lives, as well as inspire you to explore the magnificence of who you really are. Buy your copy today and delve into lessons including Exploring the Magical Universe in Which We Reside, Alchemical Transformations of the Heart, Body, and Mind, The Hermetic Axiom, As Above, So Below, Understand the Long-Forgotten Destiny of Your Soul, Discover Universal Ancient Truths from Various Mystery Schools, and Reveal Your Various Bodies of Energy and Multidimensional Selves. More information about the book and the Temple of Stella Maris can be found at templeofstellamaris.org. Stella is S-T-E-L-L-A, Maris is M-A-R-I-S, templeofstellamaris.org. And while you're there, sign up for the free email newsletter where I answer questions from fans about the book and reveal previously undisclosed information about the book and the Mystery School teachings. My book was published by Reality Press. More information about Reality Press and Reality Entertainment can be found at reality-entertainment.com.
We're back with more of Explore Your Spirit with Kayla.
We're back from our break, speaking more with Linda Drake, an intuitive and healer, and with Vera Ramon, who was speaking about her very personal experience that she had in a reading with Linda Drake. And Linda, we were talking before the break about your healing, and Vera was explaining the healing that you gave to her. And that's something we didn't get to speak with you much about in your last interview. We talked more about your book and your intuitive abilities. Tell us about your healing abilities and how you use them with what you do. What do you think the purpose is in healing at that level?
The spirit came into my life about 10 years ago and announced that they wanted me to be a life path healer, and I didn't understand. Of course, I didn't understand what that was. This wasn't my world at all. I didn't even believe in any of this when spirit came in, but they created a miraculous healing of my physical body and to get my attention. And then I began exploring what it was that they wanted me to do. And part of what they wanted me to do was to learn how to channel their energy. And so they started out with me. They had me take a Reiki class. Well, first they announced that I said, well, how do I learn to do this healing that you want me to do? And they said, take Reiki. And I said, well, is that a pill? You know, I didn't know it wasn't my world. So I didn't know what
you're
they were
so
talking
cute,
about.
Linda. You're so cute.
So I said, okay, well, and they said, no. This is a class you will take that will open up all of your healing gifts and allow us to work through you. And so that's how I started my journey with them, is through Reiki. Because when I took the Reiki, not only did it open up my channel to bring this energy of healing through me, but it also opened up all of my other intuitive gifts, allowing me to be able to see angels and spirit guides. And then they took it even further, and once I got comfortable with that, they taught me how to communicate with loved ones in spirit, opening the doorway to the other side so that those spirits can come through and talk to me, because it's so important to those spirits on the other side that they be able to give messages to their loved ones, be able to continue interacting. And they do it on a regular basis. These spirits come to us on a regular basis, but we don't know how to receive them. We don't know how to look for the signs or continue the communication with them. And so that's what spirit wanted me to do with my work, is to open people up to this, allowing them to understand that this is possible, and helping people understand what the soul's journey truly looks like. And so through our book, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal, we are able to share that information with people so that they understand the beauty of the entire soul's journey, not just this one lifetime, but how we keep returning lifetime after lifetime, and what our circle of love that God has given us, how it's available to us, so that our loved one can come up and come back to us and do exactly what Dee Dee has done, you know, continue the relationship, help us fulfill our purpose from the other side, because they become, our loved ones in spirit become part of our support group. and to help us achieve all that we can while we are in this lifetime. Because remember, if this loved one, we didn't just accidentally be a part of each other's lives, that was part of our soul's journey, part of our plan. So Didi and Vera had, their souls had interacted in many previous lifetimes, but in this lifetime, they were there to help each other grow, to help each other heal of the issues that they came into this time with. So that's why their relationship was so powerful and that it lasted for so long through all of the ups and downs and trials of their and challenges of their journey together, because they had made that soul commitment as soulmates. But so Didi knew that I had this ability to channel spirit's healing energy, and so he brought us together because, you know, the Reiki expanded far beyond just what, you know, what just channeling their energy to a much higher vibration to be able to touch lives in such a beautiful way of releasing emotional blockages as well as physical blockages that keep us from healing our bodies ourselves.
Yes, in the school here where I teach, we teach about the various bodies around the physical body and the etheric body and the auric body and the different planes of existence that are around our body and the aura that's around us, and that as we have emotional experiences, stress, thoughts, they stay in these other bodies around us, and we bring energy in and out throughout those bodies. And it sounded to me when Vera was describing her experience with your healing and then how she had to spend time sleeping and resting and recovering for 2 days, it sounds to me that not only did you help her release it, but you worked on her etheric and auric bodies and helped remove the grief and the pain and the suffering from there, which then allowed her body and her soul to go relax and recharge and build that back up, which she had not been able to do as it was filled with all that energy, which was keeping her also from being able to take care of her body physically and keep it in the best health it could.
That's exactly what happened. And I see it all the time when we're doing energy work with people, and how that beautiful, beautiful, unconditional love of God's energy begins that healing process for all of the bodies that we encompass in this one physical body.
It's really amazing. It's a whole system that's built in there where those systems help take care of the body as well. And I see auras and can see things in auras like that, and sometimes diseases as well before they enter the physical body when they're still floating in the other fields. And that's always been so interesting to me, the different fields, and to think about that and how thoughts are things, and to understand that the emotions that we feel, that they will affect us on the physical and every other way. And when we can clear those away, it allows the body to do what it wants to do naturally, which is to heal us and take care of us. And it's wonderful news, Vera, about your tumors and everything, that once that was cleared, that, you know, you've just returned to a better state of health and continue to do so. It's wonderful.
It's been gradual, but it was I felt a definite improvement within a few weeks after our first session. And I also read her book after I met her, and it helped me understand more about our spirit guides and our angels around us, and how all of that gets, you know, how it all is together, how it all works. And I talk to Didi all the time now. It really has helped me put a lot of closure to a lot of things, issues that I had.
Fantastic. And it is a more gradual system. It's more like Eastern medicine, where it's a state of keeping the body at an optimum level of health. Where in the West, we're so used to, we just run ourselves and run and stress out until we need a pill to recover. And that's just, it's not a sustainable system when we look at it.
Right.
Avira, what are you doing now? Do you travel with Linda? Do you speak with her? Are you going to write a book about your experience?
You know what? On one of the messages that was given to me during that reading was that he wanted me to write a book. And I have been writing a book. I started it last summer, and I'm still working on it presently. And I hope to have it out by the end of this year, maybe the beginning of next year. It's called Poisoned Heart. In it, I talk about Linda as well and how she made this all possible. And it was requested by Didi that I write this book. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it. And I wanted people to know that he was more than just what his image of him was to a lot of people, and he had a lot of wonderful qualities about him as well, and not just the drugs and what most of the people want to talk about and ask you about. He was about a lot more, and he was very creative. And he loved his music, and he wants his fans to remember him, and I wrote this book to keep his legacy alive, and I'm doing it for him. I promised him that I would do it, and I'm going to make sure that it comes to fruition.
That's beautiful. Will you use some of the channeled information that Linda was able to speak through?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's all going to be in there.
Very nice. Linda, that's a whole other career right there. How about channeled books from the other side, where you let the dead speak for themselves? Have you considered that?
Oh, well, a lot of that is in my book on how this, because not only did, my book was channeled by Abraham and the group Consciousness of Abraham. So they shared all the messages about the soul's journey, about the journey to the doorway of death, what happens when our spirit steps through that doorway, and their experience, and how, all the things that goes on for that soul in their healing process and their healing process with us. And so then when Abraham finished putting the book together, they said that we would put stories in the book. And so I asked, well, where are you going to get the stories? And they said, you've been working with clients for many years now, and those clients will want to share their stories of hope and how they healed and have now moved forward with their lives. And so those stories are in the book. But yes, we do have other books that we are working on. One of them will be coming out in the fall of this year to help people understand their journey and to release the challenges of their issues. But that is a great idea, because I've received so many messages from the other side about their actual journey and how they're continuing to work with their loved one and what their purpose was. I've just got many stories like that. So, yes, that is going to be another book.
Wonderful. We look forward to having you back on the show again when your new book comes out and talking about that. Tell us, you were at the Conscious Life Expo recently. Is that right?
Yes. I was at the Conscious Life Expo this past weekend. I just put in four very, very intense days of workshops and lectures and doing private readings for people, and it was just phenomenal. It was a great, great expo, and I look forward to being back next year in L.A. For the expo. But that's what I do. I travel all over the country promoting Abraham's work through my work with Abraham and the connection with spirits. So, God just takes me wherever he knows that I'm needed.
Absolutely. And I think you keep quite a busy schedule. Every time I look at where you're going next, you're all over the country helping people and reaching out and doing readings. We should give your website out, which is lindadrakebooks.com, which on there is a list of your appearances and where people can reach you. And do you still have time to do personal readings like you have been in the past?
Yes, as my schedule allows, I try to continue doing the private readings, because that's the heart of my work. Having that interaction with people, helping them find the hope for their lives, because when we lose a loved one, it just rips our life to shreds. It just devastates the relationship that we had. And so I help people understand that relationship can continue. It doesn't end there, and how that circle of love is so beautiful. So yes, the private sessions, that is the heart of my work. I made a commitment to the group Consciousness of Abraham to get the messages all out there to humanity. And so that, getting my book out in people's hands is very important. And now at this point, people can order my book through Amazon.com. All of the major bookstores carry my book. Or if you can't get it there, you can order it through my website, lindadrakebooks.com. And we just came out in Spanish at the end of the year. So now it's also available in the Spanish version.
Congratulations. That's wonderful.
That's great.
Thank you.
It really is. You speak with Abraham often, I would imagine, or actually just Abraham's probably with you all the time now in one form or another. What is he saying about things going on right now in the world besides the individual work you do? Are you being led to help with other things on a larger scale?
Yes, Abraham's work is not just about, Abraham's work is both global, what they say global and grassroots. So in the work that I do with Abraham on an individual level, Abraham comes through because Abraham's, their whole purpose is, they're a group consciousness and their purpose is to bring God's wisdom and knowledge to humanity to help us heal. And so in the work that he does through me, on an individual basis, people receive the messages for their lives to give them guidance for their lives. But Abraham also, when we do workshops and lectures around the country, Abraham talks about the global situation and how our consciousness is being should be raised, how we have a responsibility. Each soul that is here at this time has a responsibility to take care of our planet, to change the negativity that we are creating. We get so caught up in the chaos of our lives that we forget that we have a responsibility, and we forget the energy that we are creating, and that each of us are creating on a daily level. So Abraham often in our workshops talks about how we can change, how individually, we can take on the responsibility and change the vibration of our planet.
Abraham, I believe the origin of the name is broken up into two parts and really means like father or great father of many. And I've heard it in different ways, father of the multitudes, father of many nations. And he represents kind of the father. Do you also have an energy around you or anyone that speaks with you that connects with the feminine energy?
Sophia comes in at times to create this energy. I haven't worked with her as much as Abraham. She just comes in when necessary. Also, Kuan Yin comes in. I work with all of the masters as all of us can. We all have the ability to call in the masters to help us with our lives. And typically when the masters come in, it's not for me. It's for the person that I am working with. Now, as I said, I can call them in for myself when I need them, or that they will jump in. They want to come when I'm doing workshops and have, you know, hundreds of people standing before me. they all want to come in and talk and throw in their two cents. But, yes, we do have a balance. Humanity has a balance with that the male and the female energy.
Beautiful. Vera, you're working on your book. What else is next for you? Do you plan to...
Well, you know, writing this book has also been become a healing process for me as well. And I'm really grateful that I met Linda and how she helped me with everything. I can't tell you how much this has helped me. I've managed to put it behind me and move on. As I said to you before, I talk to Didi all the time, and I feel his presence around me. And every once in a while, I'll see a penny. And I know what that means when I see it on my carpet or something. If I turn around and it's there and it wasn't there like a few minutes ago, I know that it's him. And she also mentioned something about pennies to me when I saw her, but I didn't make the connection until like weeks afterwards after she had left my house. And I was telling my husband I was really feeling lousy. I didn't think I could go to California. And I said, Ken, I feel so sick. I don't know if I'll be able to make this trip. Mind you, we had already purchased the plane tickets and everything. And at that very moment, I turned around, and there were three pennies on my carpet, my white carpet in my bedroom. And I, like, freaked out. I said, oh, my God, that's Joey, Johnny, and Dee Dee, because they're all past now. They died within about a year of each other. And I said, you know what? That's a sign that I have to go and I have to get well. And I just started getting my strength back slowly. And by the time it was ready to go, I felt well enough to make the trip. And I hadn't made a trip like that in quite a while. It was an exhausting 10-hour flight out there with connecting flights. And it was a great trip. I really enjoyed it.
You remind me of a willow in some ways, Vera, just feeling your energy.
A what?
A willow, like the willow tree, the way it moves gracefully and so slowly. There, I just keep seeing a willow tree around me. It's beautiful. Do you paint at all? Do you do any art? Or
I don't paint. I like to write. I've always liked writing. Even though I didn't do much writing over the years, I was told years ago when I was my first year of college that I was a good writer and that I should pursue it. But then, obviously, I went to other things, and that was pushed to the side. I never really continued with that or pursued it in any way until recently. And the book sort of just flowed out of me. And after I wrote it, it was almost like a cleansing of sorts.
Very powerful.
So
yes.
It, you know, when Linda gave me that message that Dee Dee wanted me to write this book, it was strange, but it wasn't at the same time. It was sort of what I needed to do for myself as well.
And the writing of the book actually became Vera's tool of empowerment.
Yes,
to take back her life, to take back her strength, not only to heal her physical life, but heal her emotionally, mm-hmm. so that she could receive the love of the relationship that she's currently in.
That's a very powerful release to be able to write and to release it. Yeah,
it was very intense.
Yes, I would imagine that it would.
And very rewarding.
It looks great. We look forward to reading that book as well. We'd love to have you on the show as well when that book comes out.
Thank you.
Talk about it. I still see you painting. I hope you do one day. I'd be interested to see if Dee Dee comes out in it. But I just see you with pastel colors all around you and painting. So that'd be interesting.
When we were together, we had a country house that we had bought. It was up in the mountains. It had a lot of beautiful scenery. And we had both discussed about, you know, painting up there and spending time up there. After we had split up, Dee Dee did some painting.
I think it'd be very healing for you in a different way.
It might be.
The writing is so cathartic, as they say, to get that mm-hmm. emotions out. But this I see as more soothing. So that's my 5-cent psychic reading for you there.
Thank you. You know, it might be something that I want to explore.
Very nice. I think it'd be beautiful. And Linda, I want to talk about your energy for a moment. I had you on the show before, and we absolutely loved having you here and back again. And you have such a soothing energy. It's when you say Vera, even just being in her presence is healing in a way. She's so just got a beautiful, warm energy that really goes.
When I met Linda, I immediately was drawn to her. She was so warm and so unassuming, mm-hmm. and I felt comforted immediately. It was just, she has an endearing quality.
She does. The real deal is what I call it.
Exactly. I call her the real, that's what I, actually, what you just said, I called her that in my book. It's funny you said that. I said she is the real deal, and that's the best way you can describe her. And I am so grateful to have met her. I feel that she was a special gift to me.
Linda, you have an amazing job, too. I can't imagine you trying to go to anything else now or do anything different than what you do, than getting up every day and going, who am I going to help today and reach out and touch and make a difference in a life. It's so rewarding. Can you imagine had you done anything else or been an accountant or done something different?
Oh, I couldn't possibly do anything different at this point. You know, I started out my life just being, you know, just what I thought was a typical life of you know, housewife, raising your family, you know, doing all the things that everybody else does. And one of my most favorite jobs was being a makeup artist and helping people feel beautiful. And so that's how Spirit first introduced me to the healing job that they would hand me, was just connecting with people and loving to be there for people. And so then they moved me into this job. And at this point, I cannot ever imagine doing anything else because I get so much joy and pleasure out of touching people's lives and giving them the physical, emotional healing that they need in their lives, giving them the direction for their life so that they can find hope, because that's what so many of us are looking for, is just hope. You know we have a purpose out there, but we can't possibly figure out what it is.
And you're still helping people find that beauty. It's just in their lives now. It's been a pleasure having you both on the show today. I really enjoyed talking with you. And Vera, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your personal story and all that you went through. And I'm so happy that you two were able to meet this lifetime and work together in this way. And we look forward to hearing about both your new books. Stay in touch with us with everything. And again, now for Linda too, don't forget lindadrakebooks.com, where her book is available, or find out when she's coming to an area near you and you could have an experience just like Vera Ramon. Thank you both.
Thank you for having me.
Explore Your Spirit is on the web. Visit us at exploreyourspirit.com.